Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortion pill drug cartel is undermining state pro-life laws. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is rather shocking, but sadly true, that a new report from the American Life League, which is a pro-life advocacy group, is now showing that a new kind of so-called drug cartel is illegally shipping abortion pills and knockoff version into all 50 states. And that includes even those states that have pro-life laws that are banning abortion. Now, this is really curious to me because we have a federal Comstock Act that prohibits sending abortion items through the mail. So how is this being allowed?
Well, the Biden-Harris administration and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, are allowing the mailing of abortion pills even into states with near total abortion bans without any repercussions, even though that is a violation of the Comstock Act, which is a federal law, as you mentioned, that outlaws or bans sending abortion items through the state through the mail.
Right. And normally we have found that most, let's say 63% of all abortions are chemical abortions done with these pills. But in this case, it could actually increase the abortions to 80 to 90% of all abortions.
Yeah, the in-depth report is entitled Beneath the Surface, Exposing the Abortion Pill Drug Cartel. It explained that 63% of all abortions in the nation in 2023 were committed using the various abortion pill regimen. And that translates astonishingly to 642,700 abortions each year. However, the data relies only on official reporting from American abortionists in the formal healthcare system. That means that is really underreported because a lot of these things are not reported by these abortionists, especially when people are ordering these abortion pills online. Some of these are coming from overseas. We're going to be talking about some of the astonishing revelations of this report. So there's a lot of these abortion pills that are being ordered under the radar, and that's why this is really a drug cartel that's frankly illegal. It needs to be stopped.
Absolutely, and think about that. I mean, Planned Parenthood and these abortion centers are so desperate to make money, they will do anything. They don't care about women. They don't care about children. And certainly with these chemical abortions, usually every unborn child is typically killed. And many women take these pills in the privacy of their home, and many bleed to death.
Yeah, and what you were referring to, that the numbers might be more than just 63% of all abortions being done by chemical abortions, but could be up to 80 or 90%. That comes from the American Life League report, and that is because this 2023 report that we just talked about with these shocking numbers do not take into consideration these generic drugs that are acquired through the cartels, of which we'll talk about. According to the ALL, the American Life League, quote, to the casual observer, this pill network is modeled after the drug cartel, creating an abortion pill crisis similar to our nation's narcotics crisis.
Yeah, so they're using the community partner networks that use the internet and the postal service to ship these pills from foreign countries to people in America. And that raises red flags to me. If they're coming from foreign countries, you don't have QC on these pills. You don't know what's coming to your body.
And we'll talk about it in a minute, but just as a heads up, these networks are advising women on how to hide their medication abortions. They give women instructions on how to use private browsers, untraceable VPNs, secure email accounts, clearing out internet history frequently to hide their online abortion pill searches and requests. Women are even advised to wear disguises to mask their appearance when visiting abortion facilities, and some of these networks will even help pregnant underage girls get abortion pills without parental consent or notification. One of these community partners highlighted in the report is the Mexico-based La Libres. The organization's founder claims it receives anywhere from 10 to 200 abortion pill requests from the U.S. daily. This organization has the FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, page, and it encourages women who need emergency medical care after taking abortion drugs to lie to their doctors and pretend they are having a miscarriage in order to hide their abortion.
And don't forget, this is happening in all 50 states. Even those states that say they're all pro-life and have abortion bans, this is still happening under the radar.
Yeah, this Las Libres Frequently Asked Questions says some of the following, and I'm quoting, "Do not reveal that you took abortion medications. There is absolutely no way for them to know. The pills will not show up in a blood test or scans," states the organization. Again, this also applies to interactions or consultation with your doctor or gynecologist. There is no need to tell them that your miscarriage was self-induced, close quote. I mean, this comes from their frequently asked questions that they have posted, telling people, lie to those if you're having issues. Lie to your doctor. Well, you know what? Your doctor certainly needs to know what caused these problems that you are experiencing. And they're supposed to lie to them. Another effort called Plan C, operated by the National Women's Health Network, admits that online vendors will ship to all U.S. states and not require women or girls to have a prescription for abortion pills, nor do they have to upload any proof of identification or medical consultation whatsoever.
Talk about a drug cartel. And then these women go home and take these pills and they die? This is tragic.
And then the report also notes that Plan C also states that these pills manufactured overseas are not inspected by the U.S. government and are not guaranteed to be reliable.
Wow.
The FDA knows about this or should know about it. They're intentionally violating state laws by shipping these drugs via the mail into states that ban abortions. If you can't do an abortion at a certain time of gestation, or not at all in some states, in a brick and mortar place, you can't do it by shipping a pill across state lines to that same state. So it's a violation of the state law. It's a violation of the federal law. It's also a violation of health and safety standards that the FDA ought to be concerned about, because these drugs are coming from foreign entities outside of the United States. And these entities that are involved, this community partner network, as they call them, they are telling people that these drugs are not inspected and they can't guarantee that they're reliable.
They're manufactured in companies like India, China, Vietnam, and Russia. And there is possibilities that some of these drugs could be laced with other drugs and chemicals, or they may arrive damaged due to heat.
Yeah, these issues—
And they're not being inspected.
No, they're not being inspected at all. These issues compound the problems that already exist with an already existing danger of this drug. So the drug's already dangerous. Now we don't know where they are coming from, whether they're reliable, whether they're, as you said, laced with other drugs or chemicals. It's unbelievable. Even the FDA-approved mifepristone pill already comes with a black box warning, the agency's strongest warning that advises abortive mothers to expect cramping, vaginal bleeding, and that they may potentially see blood clots and tissue. According to the FDA's own data, there have been 26 deaths as a result of mifepristone since its 2000 approval.
And I imagine that's probably a low number.
I'm sure it's a low number, because a lot of these deaths are not reported.
Right.
According to the American Life League, quote, "This means that without identification and a prescription, anyone can order these pills from an online vendor to use themselves or secretly on women who are pregnant. And I emphasize that somebody can give this pill to a woman without her knowledge and cause an abortion, even though she doesn't know that she's taking that pill.
Absolutely.
This is the problem of this administration allowing this kind of illegal activity because of their radical commitment to death. We need to stand for life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.